Vladimir Putin laughed at the suggestion that you had called him a killer. Is that still your belief, sir, that he is a killer?
I'm laughing, too. They actually, well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he is in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do.
The short answer is yes. President Biden very clearly still believes President Putin is a killer, but you could see the strategic calculation as he was deciding where he was going to go with that answer and then how he ended it, making clear that this is the reality.
That was the minder translating Joe for you. Now, the entire event seemed like an ongoing exercise in elder abuse, complete with scam artists. Like this time, the Europeans, who spend their time patronizing the patient, all the while working to drain his bank account. Except in this case of elder abuse, it's America's bank account and our independence that's at risk.
It's great to have the U.S. president part of the club and very willing to cooperate.
With Joe Biden, you sort of feel that he wants to, he's a great believer in the transatlantic alliance.
Of course, they're happy, and then the press was gushing.
In one way, Anna, he had them at hello, right? He was just there saying, I want to be a part of the G7, I want to be a part of the world community.
Yeah, I think they're relieved that the United States is in some ways the United States they remember, that you've got a more traditional American presence.
Predictable, traditional, maybe a little boring, but I think we know which way the world prefers it.
Of course that's the way the world prefers it. Nations like France and Germany prefer Biden because with him, they have outsized leverage. They'll get most of what they want, and then they'll give up nothing. Meanwhile, America gets stiffed, and our taxpayers, well, of course, we pick up the bill.